Good morning. We're joining you on a Tuesday morning with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Yesterday, we talked about the severe storms that moved to the region over the weekend, some of the damage they did. Now, more storms headed to the region today, Alan, and could be some localized flooding. More dangerous, though, is that the storms may produce isolated tornadoes that are possible today over the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills.
Well, we have all seen what tornadoes can do. They can do tremendous damage, and we just advise everybody, of course, if you think one's coming, get out of the way. You know, that's why we have basements, shelter. You don't want to be outside when one of those things happen. I remember one in Great Barrington, David, that killed several people, and they can come in, and in just a couple of seconds, it's all over. So I think it's very important that people know what is happening and when it's coming, and just don't test the elements, because you're no match.
Well, here's a headline from Donald Trump this morning, Alan. Immigrants to get, quote, extreme vetting under his plan.
Well, look, you know, he's going back and forth. He's trying to figure out what themes work. And of course, people's personal safety is always at the top of their priority list. And he knows that what has gone on in these other countries, these bombings and other things, are perfect fodder for scaring the hell out of people and saying that we have to make sure that they don't come into this country in order to do damage. Guess what? He's not wrong. We have to do it, and I think we are doing it. I think that's one of the reasons why we've been relatively safe. Do I think something's going to happen in this country? Probably, because all it takes is one person, as we've seen, who is committed to the idea, insane as they may be, as opposed to the pieces being pushed by some foreign power or some group somewhere else. But this is a kind of theme which you can be sure he will be pushing as much as he can, because he knows that almost every American has that fear harbored within them.
So Trump pushes fear of terror, and alongside Clinton, Biden pushes Trump as the main fear.
Well, I have not seen anything quite as fun in the Clinton persona or campaign as when she appeared with Joe Biden in Scranton, where they both have family roots. The crowd went wild. It was not the kind of thing we usually see. It was the kind of thing that if Hillary does more of, she's going to gain more traction. Obviously, she's doing quite well right now, but we still have several months to go. Things can change. And even in the New York Times, in the upshot, which is now giving Trump about 12% chance of winning, makes it clear that he can still win. And they say that every time they put out these stats, so that I'm sure the Hillary people know that there's not a moment that they can give up or give in to, you know, just not moving ahead the way that you have to do in an election campaign.
What do you make about this story, Alan, that we heard yesterday? The Trump campaign chief, Paul Manafort, denied receiving any improper payments after a Ukrainian bureau said more than $12 million had been earmarked for him by the political party of one of the country's former presidents.
Look, David, this is a hell of a story. And here there's some real Trump vulnerability, because Manafort, as we know, was one of the closest people to Trump. He was forced out, allegedly over having manhandled a reporter. But it may turn out that there were other reasons for getting rid of him, if this stuff was circulating out there, that he was taking money from the Ukrainians. And we do see that there is this relationship between Manafort and Putin in terms of public perception, that maybe all the good things that Trump has been saying about Putin may have something to do with an earlier relationship between Manafort and Putin's allies in Ukraine.
Alan, finally, Judge Thomas Keefe, a Democrat, agreed to resign and never seek judicial office again after 10 of 13 misconduct charges against him were sustained by a referee. It's according to the State Commission on Judicial Conduct announced yesterday. The judge, well, he used some words we'd have to bleep on the radio.
That's right. Look, judges can, and I think it's far less these days than it was in the old days, but they can become major powers. Look, if somebody misbehaves, they can put them in jail. They can hold them in contempt. In this case, Judge Keefe was supposed to have said to people, I don't want you to talk to your lawyer for a week. Can you imagine? And that goes to the heart of the American judicial system. I know the man. I've known him for years. Like him. But I have to say that if all of these things are true, the Commission on Judicial Conduct did what they had to do. And it's always sad when you see something like this.